Yes, hi. Well, hello, everybody. Hi, this is Paul Slackus. It's June 1st, and time is moving on. So, the thought here today is, get right to it, is that it's a stressful time here in America, here worldwide, always some concerns that are out there. And I know we have some tensions amongst the country at this moment, and we're gonna share some thoughts that we've had the opportunity to listen to, I'll say, over these past 21 years. Now I'm wearing a tie that says "Freedom." Actually, we start our Woodstock Forever with Richie Havens singing "Freedom," and within the body of that broadcast, Richie talks about 1989, about frustrations. And so frustrations are never good, but in freedom, sometimes you get the chance to voice them. So let's hear from some wise people talking about peace. All right, peace and love, we feel, still is the answer for resolution to frustration. And in our mind, the only answer to peace, to frustration with others. So let's go to that. I want you to hear from the Queen of the United Nations, actually, Queen Mother, who's well known. And hear what the Queen Mother has to say.
I am Queen Mother Dr. Deloise Blakely. I'm the community mayor of Harlem and the ambassador of goodwill to Africa. What would peace mean to me, being in the United Nations for 49 years, and my bane is next year 50 years, as a humanitarian? Peace. Peace meaning that there's a tranquility amongst all of us, holistic approach to life, living in harmony and love and great expectation from each other. That is peace. Be still and receive peace.
Oh, that is beautiful. Let me ask one other question, just because I think it's appropriate. What does love mean to Queen Mother? What is love?
Love is a deep consciousness of caring for oneself, and that love overflow to others. How you radiate life and how you feel about others are part of the chain of life. Love is the innate gift. Only the Creator, God, or any name we may call greater than ourselves, that is perfect love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, positive, life-affirming, thought-provoking news, entertainment, and events. This is our good news closing. All right, the Queen Mother, she has a lot to say. But we're doing our best to be share the upbeat, not the beat-up concepts of life. Okay, bang, boom. All right, thank you very much. I'm going to read a friendship prayer, because right now I feel that that we all need it, myself included. It's a prayer for you. Comfort on difficult days, of which, of course, we're living under. Smiles when sadness intrudes, rainbows to follow the clouds, sunsets to warm your heart, laughter to kiss your lips, hugs when spirits sag, friendships to brighten your being, beauty for your eyes to see, faith so that you can believe, confidence for when in doubt, courage to know yourself. To accept the truth is patience, and love is to complete your life. Okay, that's good stuff. So let's take a moment now, and I want you to hear. We did a show at the burial grounds. The burial grounds at downtown. And those burial grounds are for African Americans. Let's hear. The first person I interviewed was, "Are you serious? I might not be able to find that." Oh, it's so important for me to find that. So I'm going to, there it is, what is peace and African summit? Okay. So this was an important event. What does peace and love mean in an African summit? This was basically here. Let me give you a better synopsis here, because you might want to go and hear this. Imperial Majesty Oba Adeye Enten Ogunwus Ogia II, the Oni of Il Efi, visits the African burial ground on July 27th. That's a couple of years ago, 2008. Which marks Nelson Mandela's centennial birthday. Agenda includes a presentation and tour of the African burial grounds, declaration to establish a royal institution, Institute of Global African Cultures and Traditions, and close out the 2018 Spirit of Peace and Prosperity Summit. All right, it was an important event, so we're going to start with this first King...
Cameroon,
all righty.
So,
sorry, it was, didn't have lights there.
We came initially here to the United Nations the Spirit of Peace Conference, and we are here at the burial ground. For us, yes. In our tradition, this is a place of peace, while we're coming to pay homage to the beautiful place. Erected in memory of 490 souls buried here. We want to also pay homage to peace, because with peace everything goes. With peace, we go back to loving our brothers as ourselves. In fact. So we are in that spirit, we want to show the same spirit of peace. Continents were living together, right next to each other, right? Many thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, right? So we were always sort of connected. What does peace mean to you? If you would say your name again, that would be wonderful. We have this World Peace Day event on September 21st, the United Nations International Day of Peace, which I'm sure you're aware of. What does peace mean to you?
Again, I'm King Tiny Robinson. Colin Robinson, Tiny, from Cameroon. Stage in one's mind that we have peace. What we need is some kind of stability and security. And when we have security, then there's so much more of peace. But you can't absolutely have peace anywhere in the world. In your mind, it's something that all of us want to get to. But we get to that being going through security.
So I would just sum it up as just respect.
Aye.
And I look forward to the rest of the day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so this was a whole event, What Does Peace and Love Mean? But it really was an event that the Native American, African American burial grounds downtown in Manhattan. You might want to visit there and see some history of the African Americans here living in America. And it was a Spirit of Peace and Prosperity event, and it was a powerful event. So I was honored to be invited to it. You know, this is an interview I just did with Ben Vereen. We interviewed Ben a lot of times, Brooklyn boy. And he's just talking about what's good news. You know, he's just such a positive guy.
What's good news for you, my friend? What's good news talking to you today? You know, talking to you today. I wake up in the morning to hear another great, beautiful day. It's an opportunity to greatness. It's a choice. Now, you got a choice when you wake up in the morning. You can wake up and choose to deal in the mull of yesterday's down depression. We can choose to wake up into today's bright future to tomorrow.
Here you go. Yeah, Ben says it all. Live in the moment. Live in today. Kaboom. All right. Thank you very much. Here's another interesting gentleman, Dr. Glenn.
And what does peace mean to you?
My name is Harry Salmon.
And what does peace mean to you, Harry?
Peace means to me an inner quietness, solitude, an inner safety. Happiness, a joy.
Okay, Dr. Glenn, thank you very much. Let's hear. I thought this was a interesting guy on a choo choo train on the way out to Montauk.
My name is Ken Nicolini. I'm from East Valley, and life is about being good to people and never being mean to anybody. Just enjoy life and love people.
Is that what peace is for you also?
Yeah, you gotta be good to people. There's nothing
mean.
Can't be mean to anybody, right? Life is too short.
It's beautiful, man. Thank you. What is love for you?
Love. My wife. Love my wife. Love is bad. Love is a funny definition, but love is about not compromising.
You know,
love your wife, and it's all about being good to you. Being good to your wife. Like
that? That works, man. Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much.
You ready?
We decided to add on to that interview.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
I never heard this lemon squeezy, but I heard easy peasy.
That's golden. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. So, we're going to take a moment here and look at our, I'm going to read this. You know, actually, I've been playing America the Beautiful outside here in our backyard at 7 o'clock and share the beauty of America, even on our ups and even on our downs. Oh, beautiful, spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. O beautiful of for pilgrim feet whose stem in passion stress, a thoroughfare of freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thine every flaw, confirm thy soul in self-control, the liberty of law. O beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. O beautiful, for patriots' dreams that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleam undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Wow, there's a bunch more. All right. What the heck? Oh, beautiful. For halcyon skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains' majesties above the enameled plain. America, America, God, shed thy grace on thee, the souls wax fair as earth and air, and music-hearted sea. O beautiful for pilgrim's feet, whose stem and passion stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God, shed his grace on thee, till paths be wrought through wilds of thought by pilgrim foot and knee. O beautiful for glory, tale of liberating strife, when once and twice a man's avail, men's lavish precious life. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, till selfish gain no longer strain the banner of the free. Okay, well, obviously there's some powerful words there. And there is one more stanza, I believe they call it. Oh, beautiful for patriots' dreams that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities gleamed undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. The nobler men keep once again thy whiter jubilee. Okay, as we know, there's always can be some confusion. There can be a bad apple in a big bushel. So, and that apple needs to be helped as best as we can as a community. I think the Native American Indians used to just kind of put a big hug around everybody and say, you know, there's been some screw-ups. But if they're very bad, we have juries out there to do what's got to be get done. All right, I'm going to show our Peace Day party sizzle reel because we're really into that. Hey, Carol. We're really into this peace mindset. So this is our sizzle reel from our Peace Day.
My name is Ringo. Events. Peace and love, everybody. Peace and love.
And Dr. Ross, we have an obligation to provide a peaceful world for our children.
I would say there are so many small things that we can all do to improve our daily lives and the lives of others.
We've got to work much harder, no matter what country, religion, or culture.
Peace is the most precious possession we can achieve. The opposite of peace is the wasting of life, bloodshed, and arriving at no peace.
Today, we strengthen that UN message and have created a Peace Day party event and broadcasting it live to the world, our human peace sign symbol. Let's celebrate each other. Life is a gift. Have a party. Have a Peace Day party. Listen to over 50 nonprofits and individuals who share their thoughts to help educate children.
You're watching the Peace Day, global internet broadcast celebrating the United Nations International Day of Peace.
Please sing along to these well-known peace and love songs with the words on the bottom of the screen.
A moment of silence for peace. I'm going to have my moment now. Ooh, I feel good.
We're all peace. 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 We're all peace.
The sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come on now. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away. Tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day.
Okay, and now here's going to be a couple segments that are in our Peace Day activities. I think they're actually apropos to what's going on right now in our lives. June 1st.
You know, I remember when I first heard that some little kid, you know, brings a gun into school. And then you start hearing all these problems.
I have a school where there's been 24 murders since January 1 in my neighborhood. I have kids suffering from post-traumatic stress in children.
Kids have so much on their plate this day and time.
I can't concentrate.
I get overly frustrated sometimes.
Kind of angry all the time. And then they introduce this technique where the student can dive within and enliven that inner happiness, inner intelligence, inner creativity, and love. And they see the problems start evaporating.
Okay. Well, it's important because, you know, we're targeting the kids and we want the kids to be successful in their life. You know, we want them to be the ones also coming to our games and with the smiles on their faces. And, you know, we just want to be their positive influence or come out here and showing them that there's somebody that cares. So, you know, that's why it's important for us to teach these character traits when we come in and do our cheer program and things like that.
Well, the self-esteem program, the cheer program, ties into a lot of the things that we do here at Jefferson with our core values and our anti-bullying program. When kids learn about self-esteem, it helps them throughout the day and in their lives.
Okay. All right. So a lot of good people doing a lot of good things. And that's the good news. You know, I've been showing this guy a bunch of times. One more time's not going to hurt.
But my boy, you're growing weary, sleepy thoughts about your head.
Please, that one's my favorite. I promise just once more.
Okay, snuggle down, my boy, though I know you know full well. The story starts before then, in a world I once would dwell. It was a world of waste and wonder, of poverty and plenty, back before we understood why hindsight's 2020. You see, the people came up with companies to trade across all lands, but they swelled and got much bigger than we ever could have planned. We'd always had our wants, but now it got so quick. You could have anything you dreamed of in a day, and with a click. We noticed families had stopped talking. That's not to say they never spoke, but the meaning must have melted and the work-life balance broke. And the children's eyes grew squarer, and every toddler had a phone. They filtered out the imperfections, but amidst the noise, they felt alone. And every day the skies grew thicker, till you couldn't see the stars. So we flew in planes to find them, while down below, we filled our cars. We'd drive around all day in circles. We'd forgotten how to run. We swapped the grass for tarmac, shrunk the parks till there were none. We filled the sea with plastic, because our waste was never capped. Until each day when you went fishing, you'd pull them out, already wrapped. And while we drank and smoked and gambled, our leaders taught us why. It's best to not upset the lobbies. More convenient to die. But then in 2020, a new virus came our way. The governments reacted and told us all to hide away. But while we all were hidden, amidst the fear and all the while, the people dusted off their instincts. They remembered how to smile. They started clapping to say thank you and calling up their mums. And while the car keys gathered dust, they would look forward to their runs. And with the skies less full of voyagers, the earth began to breathe, and the beaches bore new wildlife that scuttled off into the seas. Some people started dancing, some were singing, some were baking. We'd grown so used to bad news, but some good news was in the making.
Goodness, goodness, goodness.
And so when we found the cure, and were allowed to go outside, we all preferred the world we found to the one we'd left behind. Old habits became extinct, and they made way for the new. And every simple act of kindness was now given its due.
But why did it take a virus to bring the people back together?
Well, sometimes you've got to get sick, my boy, before you start feeling better. Now lie down and dream of tomorrow and all the things that we can do. And who knows, if you dream hard enough, maybe some of them will come true. We now call it the Great Realization. And yes, since then there have been many. But that's the story of how it started and why hindsight's 2020.
They know someone's filming it because they can see you.
Exactly. If you look at the camera, they know someone's filming it. Okay, back, lie back down.
Wait, can I just practice right now?
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, tomfoolery. All right, that's good stuff. All right, everyone. So, you know, we usually end up with a little bit of yoga. And I do that because, you know, we just shared a lot of powerful information from African kings to great entertainers, Ben Vereen, and people just on a choo-choo train talking about peace and love and in a car. And we read the America the Beautiful, of which it is. And this is all good stuff. So, and then showed a little bit of this, the great realization. So times are pretty wild in our Peace Day activities. Now we keep up with that because peace and love is the only way that will resolve any frustrations on the long term, and acceptance and compassion.
This is a very important section of the DVD. These are helpful hints that will help you and protect you. So most important is that you're breathing deeply throughout the entire session, breathing in and out through our nostrils. And we want to make sure that we keep our tongue at an energy point called fire point. So this energy point is on the ridge of the upper gum behind your two front upper teeth. This prevents you from clenching your teeth, tightening the jaw, and this can be done throughout the day, and especially when you're going to work, when you're on the job, when you're in a stressful situation. Tongue at fire point, but best to keep it there all the time, except when eating and speaking. The fire point is, again, I'll just demonstrate, on the ridge of the upper gum. Your mouth is shut, so no one sees it, okay? And it's just gently the tip of the tongue, just connects with the fire point. It's like connecting this really powerful circuit of energy that flows up the back of the body and down the front. And when you're on and off the job, climbing stairs, in that situation where there's, you know, some tenseness and stress, remember, tongue at fire point. It's very, very powerful. And through the whole routine, tongue at fire point, and all day long, except when you're eating and speaking. And if you do this right before you go to sleep, you won't grind your teeth. So it takes some practice and getting used to, but it's really powerful. So, breathe.
Boom. Okay. Well, let's see. Did she?
Breathing deep, tongue at fire point. Pleasant look on your face will be an indicator if what you're doing is okay, because everything should feel good, strengthening and nourishing. We want to also maintain balance. So.
Boom. Okay. Maintain balance, tongue at fire point, good breathing. All makes sense. All right, so now we'll usually take a moment outside. It's our peace prayer plant. There's the indication that the peace is still with us. And it's all good. And thank you, Carol, for that. We're in the backyard. We'll take a moment to have a prayer for everybody. And that we're becoming more peaceful, even under the stressful conditions. We are here at 7 o'clock in the backyard and sharing the good that's happening in our neighborhood, thanking the heroes. Please join us. And here we go. You are loved. Thank you. And let's end up with this guy. Caring. a loving feeling or exhibiting concern and empathy for others. All right, I think everybody watches our good news has that empathy for others, and that's a good thing, and as a result of that, you are loved. So thank you very much, 7 o'clock tonight, and thanks for joining in today to our broadcast. Take care. Bye-bye.